Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today, we're going to share some amazing true stories about The Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses: Chensky Incorporated, Volkel and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, the crowds are getting bigger and bigger at the garden this summer.
Yes, sir. We're on a climb, and it has surprised a lot of people, including the Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce and city officials, and
they're starting to believe it's real.
This thing that, you know, and they're not exactly sure why is this having this success like it is. But again, Kerrville is only 24,000 people, and we're getting now, you know, we had in 2017 last year 137,000 people came.
Is it the largest draw now?
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the largest tourist attraction in Kerrville, and it's 365 days a year, and we're getting on now on the weekends when it's pretty, 1,000 people a day, you know, there. So it's the word's getting out, the publicity's getting out. But what I told our city manager here recently when he toured the garden, it's not because the art's so great or because the landscaping is so great or the views are so great, and they're all very nice. It's because the power of God is manifesting on that mountain, and the word's getting out, and people are desperate for God. They're desperate for help. They're desperate for hope.
The other is just window dressing.
And they find it. That's right. And they're finding it on the mountain. And that's the hidden quotient that you don't find if you go to SeaWorld or Six Flags Over Texas or the Alamo or something. This is the presence of God is manifesting, and that's what's bringing the people, Roy.
Well, I know, by the way, I want to mention before we move on that you talked about before – that buses come up there all the time. So you have accommodations for big buses to come through there and unload people.
Sure do. And if you'd like tours, we just call the office. We actually have tour guide chaplains, over 50 of them now. They're volunteers. They're great men and women of God from all different churches. But you can just call the office, and if you got a group and you would like a tour, just explain what you want, and we're happy to do that, no charge.
And they get the phone number off the website.
And it's just thecomingkingfoundation.org, and all the contact information and the explanations are all right there on the website.
All right, well, let's talk about a miracle of the week.
Well, okay, well, I was going to say one thing, but I thought we might just share one that just happened here a few minutes ago. We sat down to record this radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I looked over at my pretty little wife, And right there on her arm, a big piece of the Shekinah glory dust started forming, a sliver, a big, which is a nice-sized piece. And I pointed it out to everybody, and
I made our great
engineer, Shemaiah, go get some Scotch tape. And we caught it, and I got it right here.
Which means you can get that. You don't have to be at the cross for that to happen.
No, that's right. It's a sign of the Holy Spirit and the presence of God. And see, we hadn't even asked for the glory to show. But we're going to do God's work here today and talk about and brag about Jesus. And God puts that glory on my wife all the time. But the piece that formed today was a pretty good-sized piece, and the same size that we sent off to Texas A&M years ago to have them analyze it. And they came back with that. Well, we have no idea what that is. That's an unknown element. Doesn't occur in the universe. It's a brand-new thing. And so, anyway, I thought that was kind of a cool little thing. God gave us a good sign that we were going to have a good show and we were going to glorify the Lord.
Amen.
Right? And I'm reading this script now. We have three wild ladies in the studio today. Max, if you'd introduce those wild women.
One of them is my wife that I met when I was 16. That's right. And she was kind of wild when she met me, but after she started dating me, she really got wild. And like we were talking the other day about, you know, they're talking about these kids that they go out and party and have all this stuff, and I reminded her, I took her out late at night hunting raccoons with a bow and arrow and bow fishing and stuff like that. We weren't out drinking and doing drugs. We were out chasing raccoons and stuff. And so she's pretty wild and been a great wife and has been my encouragement and anchor and faith in me all these years and helped do the garden. But we do have two other really good ladies and good wives too. And one is Linda Force, and she is married to Terry Force, and she is now involved in the garden as a trustee and as the secretary. She's doing a great job and also a donor and just full of joy and life, as you'll hear in a minute. And then we have Monica Acomando from Austin, originally was born in Germany. And she has a real good German accent that you'll hear, and we don't want her to change that. It's authentic, mm-hmm. And the garden has three languages on the scripture tiles. The Lord said we'll put out three of them, and there's English, Spanish, and the other one is German. Mm-hmm. She has read every verse, and Sherry even asked her, did we get it right? And she said, yeah, you did. You got it. You got the German right. So they've got some more stories, and I think we're going to start with Linda kind of telling Linda some of
your story. Linda, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to share a story with you about my daughter, Amy. She got set free from smoking, so I want to share that story with you. I was up at the cross getting ready to do a tour with Weldon Baker, the famous cowboy.
Weldon's getting some good plugs.
He is.
He's a Lutheran, but he's an on-fire Lutheran.
Okay.
You know?
And my daughter had called earlier, and she'd said she'd like to come visit me. And I was like, sure, come on up, but I have a tour, so you're going to come to the cross with me. She had never been to the cross. She served in the military in the Air Force for 14 glorious years. And during that time she was in the Air Force, she picked up a bad habit of smoking. And she always wanted to give that up, but it was a stronghold in her. And so, of course, me interceding, God, please set her free. So we went up to the cross that day, and Amy was, Weldon Baker and I were doing the tour of all these wonderful ladies. Amy was just kind of walking around, you know, moseying around, and she ended up under the cross, the power under the cross. And she began to read all the different
signs
that are under there, and she came across the glory dust.
She got the glory dust?
Not yet.
Okay.
So she's reading it, and she's thinking, you know, what is that?
That sounds crazy.
Is that real?
And I'm still busy with the ladies. The first time I met Max, I went, he's telling me all this? I'm like,
that sounds nutty.
Until I saw it with my own eyes.
Exactly. I did the same thing, which is good. Mm-hmm. So after my tour was finished, I was visiting with some of the ladies and taking them to the prayer rocks, and Amy came over. I walked over to Amy, who was standing in the shadow of the cross, and I said, Amy, what would you want Jesus to do for you today? And it was just a regular prayer. We just prayed over, you know, overall. We didn't pray for smoking, okay? And so we went under the cross, and, well, before that, oh, here's, wait, stop okay. That. Okay, so then while we were under the shadow of the cross, we prayed. But first, we looked at her hands to be sure there was no makeup, glitter on her hands, nothing. Nothing on her arms. Just skin. Then we begin to pray the prayer that she asked me to pray. We look down at her hands And they had little sparkles of gold dust all over her hands.
Glitter, the golden Shekinah glory glitter was all
over.
She goes,
Mama, what is that? And I said, I call that kisses from God. I said, God is revealing himself to you more than ever. Never thought about the smoking. Okay, so then she, I got pictures of it too, by the way. You might want to put it in your book. Then she goes home. Amy calls me and she goes, Mama, we're forgetting about the prayer, okay? She said, Mama, every time I try to smoke, I get sick. I said, ooh. And time went by. She picked up another cigarette. Mom, I'm just getting so nauseated. I just don't know what it is. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit tells me, remember the prayer. I have set her free. Oh, I'm going to cry. And whom God has set free is free indeed. God set her free of smoking under the cross, under the shadow of the cross.
So after years of smoking, being a smoker.
She started with cigars.
She prays with you at the garden, gets the Shekinah glory on her. You don't even mention
the
habit of smoking. But she gets home, and suddenly when she tries to smoke, she gets sick at her stomach.
Yeah.
And then you realize, and God tells you that he set your daughter free of smoking.
Yeah, and whom God has set free is free indeed. And that scripture came to me, and I quoted that to her. And I actually, just before I came, I said, Amy, tell me about it. Are you still free from smoking? She said, absolutely.
Free. So how long has that been?
This has been a year.
So a year.
She's gone without smoking.
She's gone without smoking.
God set her free.
And it happened, and God did it without even specifically asking.
Because the prayer we prayed was just a generic prayer.
Sure.
Just, you know.
Well, that's our kind of God.
It is.
That's our kind of Father.
And my daughter is free. God heard my prayers over
Hallelujah.
All those years.
Oh, that's a wonderful testimony, Linda. Wow.
We've got a question. You and your husband both have been real generous with your time and money. Why is that?
Because we have a heart for Jesus, We love the Lord, and we love Max and Sherry, and we see what they're doing up at the cross, and people are literally getting set free. It's the real deal. That's the deal. It's the real deal. Every penny that people donate to that cross goes right back into that garden, and me being on the board, I see that daily. And so we know that what we do is for Jesus, and people, like I said, are getting set free, delivered,
healed,
giving their lives to Christ. We see it's real. So we don't mind giving our money to that. And we're very careful what we give money to.
Go ahead, Monica.
Right on. I have been given also, my husband and I, we just feel led to once in a while just put money in. And ever since, there is an increase in blessing in our household. My husband got a job right away. Money is just rolling in. And the more we put in, we just give. The 10%, we said, whatever comes in, because we're retired people. So we're having side jobs, and we said, from whatever side job, 10%. And I tell you what, you can't outgive God. It's just like testing.
Well, you know, that Jesus talks about in the Bible about sowing seed and the sower and doing things. And there's places we're all supposed to give to our churches and where we go to church, and 10% in the tithe. We're supposed to give to the poor. That's called alms. Also, when we get a big blessing, that's called first fruits. But then there's the seed gift. And the Bible says, and Jesus said, that's the place where you get the double return. You get the fivefold return, the tenfold return, even a hundredfold. And what he's saying is look for good ground and sow your life, your seed, into that good ground, both money but also your time, your prayers. And we've tried to bend over backwards pretty well to keep that ground very fertile spiritually. And in the natural, it's hard as can be. It's rock and limestone and flint. But spiritually, it is very good soil. And people that are giving to help us do this, they're getting blessed back. And we have stories of all the contractors and everybody else. And so I just thank you for sharing that story, because I didn't know that had happened to you. But that's why we're trying to really keep this a holy ground and sacred. You know, Sherry and I don't take any money. We don't get any salary. Mm-hmm. We don't get a car. We don't even get a stapler. And, it's just we're donors like everybody else. And we just, God said for us to do this. And so thanks to, Sherry's blessing and agreement, we have been able to give. But because of that, we've kept it holy. There's nothing commercial at the top. It's holy ground. It's like the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies in the inner court. And because of that, these miracles are happening, and people are being blessed. And that's why this place is unique.
Speak to the lion and about the foundation that you need. Talk about that a minute.
Oh, well, you're talking about the line of Judah. Sherry and I have donated the artist copy Lion of Judah bronze life size that'll be up there, and we've had people that are helping us now pay for the base and the concrete. We're going to put a big Ten Commandments monument, but it's that's expensive. The concrete and stuff that we got to buy is in the contractors. That's a pretty expensive thing. But we need about $100,000 to get a great big massive.
But in
Ten
the past, you've had people come forward with all kinds of donations.
Oh yeah,
so
the whole garden's built that way.
So
we let our need be known, and then God speaks to people. And that's the that's one of the next goals, is we hope to have this big beautiful Ten Commandments monument overlooking Interstate 10 in Kerrville.
People are listening right now, and they say, I may be interested in helping you out. How do they reach you, Max?
Well, they can go to the website and check us out, or they can call our office, the Coming King Foundation office. But it's the website is just thecomingkingfoundation.org, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. And you can read everything you want. We're the real deal, like they said. We're not. There's nothing hidden. We're all open. We're a 501c3 nonprofit.
Phone numbers there. Contact information.
Yeah, everything you need.
ComingKingFoundation.org.
Yes, sir.
All right. Max and Sherry Greiner, Linda and Monica, thank you for being with us, and we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's that time again to read some more visitor comments. The first one comes from Mary Brand from San Antonio, Texas. She says, I cannot express the depth of my gratitude to you for your generosity and for everything you have done for His kingdom and for Israel. It is my heart to roll out the red carpet for our friends in Israel. We can only imagine the daily sacrifices that they suffer to exalt the name of Yeshua in the Holy Land, and what a significant part that you play in all of that. God has truly given you favor. Thank you for your kind gesture. The next one, Terry and I are at the cross and wanted you to know that your hard work and dedication has paid off. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden looks fantastic. God sends people to help just as He said He would. Thank you, Max and Sherry, for your dedication and sacrifice to give the people a place to worship and serve our Lord Jesus Christ. This was sent in from Linda Force, one of our tour guide chaplains, and also is a trustee on our board. And we thank you, Linda, for that comment. Next, we have one from Gene and Jenny Roberts from Odessa, Texas. We were here on April the 12th of 2018. We saw it advertised in the Kerrville Area Visitor's Guide. We had not heard about it. So glad we went. I do not have the right words to tell you how wonderful this is. We are telling everyone we talk to about it. A lot of people tell us they plan to go there. Next, from Kerrville Breaking News comes, Amen, praise God, the cross is empty and so is the grave. Wherefore He, Jesus, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. This was sent in from Carrie Shaw Daughtery. And Ubaldo We at Mercedes Christian Church are so blessed to have this place to go to in Kerrville. I am Pastor Ubaldo from Mercedes, Texas. Thank you, Jesus. Go here. I love this place. So beautiful and so peaceful. We always visit on our annual spring trip. Take a marker so you can write down a prayer on a prayer stone. And this was sent in from Dr. McCurdy, Dallas, Texas, from TripAdvisor website. And we have one more for you. Most incredible news. Word is spreading rapidly. Good job on your relentless efforts. sent in by Kelly Dunbar from Kerrville, Texas. And I'm out of time again, so I will be back next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians.
Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.